Hello there, David.
Hey, Trace, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I have a story to tell you this morning.
That's what we like.
Oh, yes.
Good. I'm all ears.
Yeah, so I've been looking forward to our morning call so I could run this thing that happened to me by you, and I think it might make for a great illustration of something, although I'm not sure what. So so I sit on a board of directors with a local organization, and we had a meeting this week where we had a outside visitor at our meeting who was a alumni of the board, and this person was delivering her assessment of the current state of our situation with the board and with the organization. And she was a bit strong, to be kind, and she was very knowledgeable, and she brought a lot of information forward, and she sort of had a boss tone to her, to all of it. Everything that she contributed was sort of like a, okay, I'm in charge of this thing. And the board, including myself, allowed that to happen. And we made a decision that was a pretty big decision that seemed to be like we made a momentum decision. We were caught up in this thing, this energy that this woman had brought into the meeting. And we made a big decision that was, I think, the wrong decision. And after the board meeting, I was the one to carry this decision forward. And so I waited a couple of days, and last night I couldn't wait any longer because there was a time sensitivity to the decision. And it was about an email that I needed to send to someone giving them very bad news. And all day long yesterday, I had this intuition that it was the wrong decision. And I had a really busy day yesterday, and I didn't really have enough time to sit with it, but it was running in the background all day long. And so at 5 o'clock, after a long back-to-back busy day, I said, well, I need to do this thing. So I reached out to a friend who's also on the board and to see if she was available to talk it through with her. And she was not. And here I am, time crunch, time crunch, time crunch. This is what I agreed to do. We agreed as a group to do it. It must be the right thing to do. So I did the email, I pressed send, and I immediately wanted to throw up. Like I had the, I was like really, it physically really traumatized by this decision. And I turned my phone off and went out to dinner with my husband and had two big drinks. If I needed a sign, that might have been the sign.
Yes, that's
Oh
right.
my goodness. So this morning I woke up. I'm almost done with the story, and then I really want to hear from you, David. I woke up this morning thinking, yeah, I still have this with me. It was in my dreams. This situation was tangled up in my sleep, and there's something really wrong, and I need to figure out what it is. So I jumped in the shower, and while I was in the shower, I started just, it just came to me magically, like this is the wrong decision, and I need to be the one that stands up with the board that illustrates my view of it from this standpoint. So I crafted an email and sent it to my board, and now we're in a different discussion. But the I think one of the morals of the story here is we get caught up, and one of the things I never want to be is exclusive. I want to be inclusive, and this decision was very exclusive, not in alignment with my character decision. And I do this stuff for a living, David. I teach people how to be in communication that is expressive and authentic and with integrity. And I made a mistake. I was caught up in it along with the others. And once I've crafted that email this morning, which repositioned my thoughts on the matter, that my stomach ache went away. I started to get this overwhelming sense of peace and calm. It's like, yeah, Cherise, okay, when are you going to listen to that body of yours? So that's the end of my story.
So you've just to play back, the email that you didn't want to send, you did
Yes,
send.
I did send it. I did. it's out there, and it got it. There was a response which I have not responded to because I want to. I know what I'm going to do, but I need to get board.
Right.
We need to vote again, so I can't do it until they say. But I made a pretty compelling case, and so far, two people have come forward and said, "Yeah, you're right. We were in a hurry. We made a fast decision, and it was an inappropriate fast decision. And we need to not be so influenced by history."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. It's...
Oh, life is so fun sometimes. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting, truly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the only thing, you know, that everything is an opportunity for learning sort of thing. And you know, the other side of that is that there is nothing that we can do to prevent there being what we might label mistakes. Shouldn't have done that, you know.
David, you need to say that all again because you were breaking up.
I was like, that's interesting. See, I'm not in the car this morning. I'm at home. There's poor reception. So I was saying that, you know, everything is an opportunity for learning. Yeah, and it sounds like both for you and this team, there's the how do we get the intuition earlier on into the process so that we don't, as a group, rush through and make a decision and then have to pick up pieces, you know?
Yeah, I'm only getting part of that, David, but what I think I got is that we all get to learn from this, the whole team, the board of directors, everyone. And what I'm thinking now is this is an opportunity for us to grow together and to reset really who we are and what our role is in moving this organization forward. So it is probably a net positive. And what I get personally is the reminder to implicitly and explicitly trust the voice that I have inside me that guides me to do the right thing, and not to try to be efficient, because it was a very efficient decision. It was efficient, but it was going to hurt someone. And that's the part that kept coming back to me. Is this worth the amount of pain that it's going to cause this person? And my answer in my heart was no. It was actually hell no.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't. It was more work to retract and to, you know, it's another meeting for us to get together, which we, you know, traditionally don't have a meeting until next month. So we're going to have to hold a special meeting, and we're going to have to, it'll be a thing, but at the same time, it is the right thing. And so it's just incredible to me how I can live 56 years and have made this very same mistake, I don't know, at least a half dozen times. The feeling I had in my gut was so familiar. It was like revisiting when I was firing someone back in the day, or it felt very much the same energy as having to let someone go, which if anyone's ever done that, of course, if it were fun, it would be a real problem. But anyway, it was such a profound body feeling that I just ignored.
Yeah. Well, that's one for all of us, is that the, so on the team level, there's opportunities to say, well, how can we grow from this and develop up to the next level of being a team? You know, what's the collective intuition? And then for all of us, the attention to the, I'm increasingly, actually, this year, I think, getting better at really listening to that. And, you know, I don't think I'm getting them in areas like that, but like your story, I did after 55 years. But, you know, a few more times I'm going to listen to their voice. Yeah.
Are you there, David?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
No, I didn't hear that part. Maybe others can. It could be my phone, but I'm at home too this morning.
That's strange, because I'm hearing you really clear. So anyway, one thing.
55 years, you've decided what? Final.
To listen to the voice. To listen to the interview more. Yeah.
Oh.
And one final thing. One final thing I'll say, just in case this is recording. The universality of this is for, particularly for corporates, is people who work in corporations. This is a classic challenge. You know, what about those times when I have to implement a decision I don't agree with? And maybe for me, there's something about, well, we implement it anyway if we truly have to. But that does not stop us also being say, okay, I did that. I didn't want to, but I did it. But let's as a group, as a team, as a department, as an organization, learn from that so we don't have to put ourselves in that situation again.
What happens when there's a bad connection, David, is I'm hanging on your every word. Like, wait, go for it. I'm going to get this one. Yes. Oh, yeah, got that. Yay.
Yeah. Well, maybe it's like a you know, every fourth word I say is useful.
You're skipping every second word, and I'm still kind of getting what you're saying.
that's transmission.
I think we're going to use this one anyway, David, right. Even in spite of the fact that we can only hear every other word. I think there's something, something metaphorically just right about that.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, anyway, let's see how it shows up, and we'll see. So good, yeah.
All right. Well, stay tuned for our next one.
Which will be on another morning.
Another morning, yes. Thanks, David.
Yeah, okay, take care. See you. Bye.